I am here with Tig, organiser of Control Alt Donate. Tig, would you like to walk us through a little bit about what the event's about and how it started? Obviously, we had the Control Alt Donate V1 last year. This is V2, so new year, more people. What was the original idea for the event?
The original idea comes from a similar gaming event in the United States. They do very well, but they only raise money for US hospitals for children. So we wanted to do something locally. We got it up and running. It was a success. A lot of people wanted to do the same again this year. So that's what we've done. We've done rather well.
Yes, we have indeed. I mean, the place is absolutely packed out at the moment. I think this is a lot busier than we had it last year. Do you want to talk us through just from your perspective, like a little bit of what you're going to be doing and a little bit of what you can see around you here?
Yeah, well, we've got various games consoles here. I brought a lot of retro games consoles. The older ones that are going to be, I'm donating to be auctioned, and then the proceeds from that will go back straight to the charity. We've got various PC gamers, a couple of Mac gamers. We've got Warhammer 40,000, so tabletop games. Got some board games later on. We've even got Guitar Hero here. We were expecting to see a few more of various diverse things like paintball. Sadly, they couldn't turn up in the end. I'm personally trying to play games. I haven't been able to play anything just yet. Played for a few minutes. I've got my PS4 here, so played that. Just about to sit down and do a new Civilization marathon. It's Beyond Earth.
Nice, so it's looking fantastic. There's also rumours surfacing of a Nerf war happening on Red Bar Patio later, which is being organised by a couple of the people that have turned up. What's your stance on the Nerf war?
Well, I know the lunatics involved in this Nerf war, and I know that even if I said it couldn't happen, it's going to happen. One of them's sort of smirking rather interestingly at me at the moment and holding the microphone a little bit too high. So yeah, I'm looking forward to the Nerf Wars, Jack.
Will you be getting involved with the Nerf War?
It depends. What level of violence is involved?
No physical contact.
Yeah, I'll stay on Civ then.
Fantastic. Thank you very much, Ting. I'm going to let you get back to your game now. Have fun. We shall see you soon.
Great. Thank you very much.
No problem. Right, so that was Tig Campbell-Moore, the organiser of Control Alt Donate V1 and V2.
A very, very humble and brilliant man.
A very humble and very brilliant man, Ed. Yes, yes indeed, Ed. A very brilliant and very humble man. So basically, we're 4.5 hours in now. There's all sorts of stuff going on. We do apologise about the background noise. Hopefully, we'll be able to fix that in post before we get this up to you guys on Audio Boo. Keep your eyes peeled. There'll probably be an update every 3 to 4 hours or so. So if you're planning on sort of gaming through at home, maybe, like a couple of people I know are planning to, then yeah, keep your ears and eyes peeled on our Facebook page for the updates. Ed, what games are you going to be playing across the 25 hours? Because I know you've got a very specific challenge laid down to you by one of our friends.
Okay, so my challenge is everyone has pretty much played Pokemon at some time in their life, and most people, they would normally go for the game nice and fine, go to Pokemon centres and whatnot, but apparently I'm not allowed to do this.
Yeah, so you have been challenged that once your Pokemon die, or pass out, sorry, they are gone, well and truly gone. How are you feeling about this challenge?
A little bit nervous. I was playing on Pokemon Black version 2, and I got about 15 minutes in, and my starter died, so I'm now on Pokemon Ruby.
Sorry, Ebola. Are you planning on staying for the whole 25 hours?
Hopefully. Well, last year I survived 18 hours before suddenly ending up on a sofa, and I missed the countdown at the end.
Oh, I think I did very much the same. I lasted until 6 o'clock in the morning on the second day before I slept from then until 10. But this time I'm loaded up with energy drinks and donuts and a girlfriend who's going to punch me every time I fall asleep. So
I thought you were going to say something else.
So we've got a very strategic position here at the top of the hall, looking out. Just below the DJ decks. If you've ever been to Red Bar, you know exactly where we're sat right now. And we can see a lot of stuff actually happening. Ed, what's your particular favourite this year? Because we've got a few new additions to this year. What would be your favourite out of the lot that's going on so far?
I would definitely say something really did impress me in the corner over where the projectors are. Someone's actually brought in a Super Nintendo Entertainment System. A genuine SNES.
They've brought a SNES.
And they were playing
Every
Mega Man.
Every gamer at home has just... It's a podcast. They've just jizzed themselves. So an old-fashioned SNES has made its way up to control at the night. We have Warhammer 40K tabletop tournaments going on. I found that quite impressive. There's one guy here, apparently called Johnny, whose computer looks like an air conditioning fan. There's a lot of laptop gamers this year. I'm surprised.
Yeah, well, it's probably because of the advancements in tech. I mean, I've tried to play games on my old laptop, and there's no hope in hell of that happening.
Yeah, I've tried to play it on mine as well. It's crazy. Anyway, that's it for the first update. This is 4.5 hours in. That's 6:30 on the 25th of October. We're actually, I might do a parallel double midnight because the clocks go back tonight. It's going to be really demoralizing when it gets to 1 o'clock and then resets to 12. It's going to be horrifically demoralizing.
Why would you say that?
I don't know. I really don't know why I'd say that. It's a bold strategy, Carton. Let's see if it pays off. That is it for our first Audio Boo update. We will hope to have more for you probably around 10, 11 o'clock, maybe between 11 and midnight in the time it takes us to edit this video. This footage.
This
audio-visual medium technology thing. Anyway, thanks for tuning in, guys. This is Hub Live at Control Octane 8 in Red Bar. We shall catch up with you in a few hours. Goodbye.
Bye.